Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Week in March here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. And I'll tell you, this is going to be a big week in Washington, D.C. Benjamin Netanyahu has already landed and is getting ready for his big address to Congress. We know the backstory to this, that he was invited by John Boehner and was not invited by the president, but more importantly, he's not going to have any kind of a presidential visit, sit down when he's in town just a few feet away. And the president said that the reason for that was because he didn't want to appear as though he was endorsing Netanyahu, since Israel will elect a new prime minister or Netanyahu for a fourth time coming up in a couple of weeks. And he said he didn't want to appear as though he was endorsing him. But, of course, we do know that the relationship between Netanyahu and Obama has never really been terrific. Maybe in the very, very beginning, the dance that a new president does, but it was never good and has recently been the worst that they've ever had between them, sort of a little bit of a thaw period, if they can thaw down the frozen glares between each other. And Netanyahu doesn't want to see Iran nuke up and want support in that area, not getting it really from the White House. So instead, an address to Congress. The other thing, as you all know, one of the really big challenges to Obamacare, it has to do with the subsidies. Rather than mention the case, I'll talk about that and what happens if the subsidies go away. And how does that change Obamacare and how everybody else utilizes it? You know, you think of those health exchanges, and that's partly at the heart of all of this. And I believe it's going to be a pretty wild crowd in front of the Supreme Court, both pro-Obamacare and anti-Obamacare, wanting to see parts of it repealed or the whole thing repealed. So that is also happening. And, of course, the oral arguments will be heard, but there won't be a decision handed down until much later in the year, and usually right before the justices take off for the summer. So, because of the enormity of this, expect that decision not to be, and not that they ever really necessarily are, but don't expect this to be any kind of a quick decision. The economic repercussions of it could be enormous. Well, will be enormous, certainly for some people, but also for the United States as a whole. So this is one of the more significant things, cases that the Supreme Court has heard, and it's a toss-up as to where this goes. I mean, it really is. There's no definites, I think, when it comes to this particular challenge, because of, like I said, the enormity of it. Not that any of the decisions that the Supreme Court or any of the cases the Supreme that make it up to our highest court are taken lightly, but this is one for the ages. This is one that will affect me, will it affect you, it'll affect all of you in your backyards, one way or the other. Maybe in a positive way, because it depends on where you're at when it comes to insurance, your insurance patterns. Do you have kids? Are you older? Are you younger? Are you healthy? Have you had to deal with a lot of illnesses? Do you have a certain family doctor you want to go to no matter what? And that's what's led, in some cases, to direct pay for doctors, because they want to treat patients and patients don't want to go in and have to go through the insurance company and deal, frankly, with these a much higher bill. So if they can't afford it, then if they're lucky and their doctor has a direct pay practice, then it's a lot easier to handle. And more people are coming out. I mean, coming out to grab the direct payer. The pay out of pocket and the high deductibles, I think, is the thing that's really squeezing the middle class. It's very, very tough to, especially if you have a big family. I mean, if you have a big family, all bets are off. I mean, hey, people will say, well, then you get the tax credit on your taxes, but that doesn't make up for what you have to shell out beforehand. And so, you know, because of course all eyes on ISIS, this has just begun. Iraq began an offensive to recapture Tikrit from ISIS, so they're pushing against the boundaries and hoping that they're going to be able to grab what's an important strategic point in the country, and we'll see if they end up winning this or not. But after training and certainly finding out the tactics of what some of the soldiers are doing, hopefully that helped and is part of this whole drive, because the prime minister gave the ultimate hint that was going to happen, but the hint became louder and louder and louder and really is happening right now. It is happening right now as we speak. So, Netanyahu, big Obamacare challenge coming up in the courts. And also, we are going to do the numbers thing. Every time I miss it or decide, okay, we're going to shelve this for a day or two, somebody writes me an email about what happened to week in counts. What happened to everything goes back to numbers? And boy, it sure does. Remember after 9/11? And the discussion was, well, how do we find out who it is? How do we get back at them? How do we capture them? And it came back around to the same thing on 9/11. Follow the money. Follow the numbers. Follow the numbers, and the numbers will lead you in the direction that you want to go. And certainly when we're talking about dollars and cents, but numbers can also mean, could turn into dollars and cents, but could also mean certainly other things as well. And we've got a slew of them as long as both my arms put together. that's how much. Including this one. I'll give you a sneak preview. North Korea firing two short-range missiles. Why? Because the U.S. and South Korea, they were doing their annual military drill exercise, if you will. And they don't like that. So North Korea feels like they have to stay in the game. And how do they stay in the game? They stay in the game by firing two short-range missiles that went over 300 miles. And I think this was just flexing a muscle. That's what that was about, just flexing a muscle. But not good if you're on the other end of that, or as it dumps into the Sea of Japan, you wonder what else do they have up their sleeve. Stay with us. More numbers next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Rand Paul was in the winner's circle again for the third time. He won the straw poll at the CPAC convention, the Conservative Political Action Conference. So he said only our party is filled with constitutional conservatives who have chosen to stand with me for a third consecutive straw poll. And he finished with 26% of the vote ahead of Governor Scott Walker, who finished closely, though, with 21% of the vote. Florida Governor, former Florida Governor, Jeb Bush, who's the establishment candidate, let's establish that, has been struggling to reconnect with conservatives, and it showed in the CPAC. He finished in fifth place with an 8% tally of the vote. 8%. And the poll was conducted over the 3 days of the seminars and speeches and all that kind of stuff. They had over 11,000 people go to this. 11,000 people. You know, that's over 3,000 more than they anticipated. And 42%, this is actually really good news, 42% were younger people. That's pretty high. Very high. Oh, by the way, if you wanted to know this, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, best buds with Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, considered a big candidate in 2012, pardon the pun, finished 10th with 2.8% of the vote. And I think, yeah, I mean, I don't know, but he certainly had political scandal with the Bridgegate thing and the economy and kind of getting a little bit of a rep as a rebel too much speaking out kind of guy. By the way, if you're wondering this, I didn't mean to skip over this, but Texas Senator Ted Cruz finished in third with 11.5% of the vote, followed by Dr. Ben Carson in fourth with 11. And then, of course, a slew of other people got some votes. I mentioned Donald Trump before. If you were listening, Texas Governor Rick Perry also in that same, you know, also in the same boat of wanting to test the waters. And former Republican vice presidential candidate and Alaska Governor Sarah Palin finished with 13th with 8.8%, and Huckabee finished 14th with 3% of the vote. So flip a coin. Sometimes there's no rhyme or reason for what we see, although I think there is something to the straw polls. And I think there is, as I've said before, I have no vested interest in this, but I think there is a validity to polls that you can drill down a little bit deeper than instead of just the surface. You can go a lot further. All right, so numbers, numbers, numbers. ISIS released 19 Syrian Christians, which is great news, but at this moment, Iraq began an offensive to recapture Tikrit from ISIS, which is also great news, huge news. Boot them out of there, more boots on the ground, all of that kind of stuff, and being ready to tackle a pretty tall order. So that could really go in our wow segment, because that's a pretty darn good wow. The vaccine controversy has kind of quelled. Have you noticed that? Are we at the tail end of flu season, or are people tired of the arguments? But more parents are asking doctors to delay vaccinating their kids because there's this pressure to, you know, now there's this increasing pressure to delay vaccines for young kids, making their kids and others vulnerable to whatever the diseases are, which, you know how that is, little petri dishes, and it's tough to shake once you get, you know, once you pick something up. But how interesting is that when you look at the amount of vaccines against 14 diseases are recommended for children ages or younger than 2, starting at birth every couple of months. And then, of course, some shots combine vaccines against more than one other disease. The measles shot also protected against mumps and German measles, so that young kids wouldn't have to get 5 shots at once in a vaccine schedule, which would be brutal. They've been able to move it around, which is much better news for sure than also having the constant broken record of what are we going to do, what are we going to do, what are we going to do, what are we going to do. Also, as part of We Can Count, in looking at stories that perhaps have a happier ending, let's call it that, this completely blind dog returned to its owner after 3 weeks in the cold. The dog, and the story really sort of touched a lot of people. The dog wandered from its Alaska house during one of the cold weeks and now made the way back. Madeira, 11-year-old lab retriever, just moved away from the house on February 6th when the temperatures dropped to 40 degrees below zero. Madeira usually returned inside after relieving herself outside, but didn't return on this day, the owner said, and they were just so heartbroken. They walked the trails, they looked for tracks, they did whatever they could, and they said they felt like the best they could hope for was a frozen dog. But a man riding a bike found Madeira in the woods last week, a half mile from their house, and the dog just let out a whine when she heard a bell. So how about that? The dog lost 14 pounds but was relatively healthy, completely blind because of an autoimmune disease. And, you know, we've heard stories like this before. There was another blind dog, I remember this, Abby, who walked, give or take, maybe 5 miles, and she walked away from her home in the kind of Two River area before she was rescued. So this is a good little story. It's a great little story, much different than what's trending now on the internet. This plane that passengers were stuck on for more than 9 hours. What a travel nightmare that would be. 9 hours on the tarmac. Whew. And you know that somebody's saying, why can't we go back? Look, it's just right over there. Can't you just let us off the plane? Why can't we go back? So American Airlines was scheduled to take off at 2:30 on Friday from Dallas-Fort Worth to Oklahoma City's Will Rogers Airport. Plane delayed due to heavy snow. And here's the key thing. They got smart after being burned about the waiting, and what do? So they did a little bit, but then finally someone came to their senses and said, let's have this plane return to the terminal so that the passengers are allowed to exit. They can remain in the gate area, and some people can stay on board. Just give them a choice. Give them a choice. How easy would that be? You know, and it's weird too, because they say the flight crew had to keep passengers comfortable because tensions were frayed. Can you think of anything worse than being stuck on the tarmac for that long of a period? Every time they would say 15 minutes more, people would start laughing. I've been in that situation before. Just 15 more minutes, just 10 more minutes. It's like, oh, don't even give us a time, because we're holding you to it. And your timing is off. Very, very off. So, forget it. All right, this wraps up another edition of We Can Count. Remember, it's all about the numbers. If you have something intriguing to say about the numbers and I haven't brushed across it, send it to me. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net. And who knows, it may end up on the air. One never knows what's going to happen here on ATN. But if you want to give it a crack, I will invite you to step into a much different den than the one that you think you're in now. Oh, my, oh, my. And by the way, to add this one to numbers, there's some court documents floating around that talk about this Jihadi John. That's his ISIS name, who was known to British soldiers in 2011 and became radicalized, they say, after a meeting with an Al-Qaeda operative in 2007. Ooh. Stay with us. I'm booting it to the other side.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Segments into this first hour, and we've touched upon Benjamin Netanyahu and the Supreme Court oral arguments that are coming up and going to Washington, D.C., of course, talking about CPAC and the straw poll and what the Republicans are trying to do as they feel their way around a strategy. And I'll say this, kind of a leftover from the last segment, they got to have a strategy. However tactically it's implemented, there's no question. The biggest mistake, it's like having a business with no business plan. As you know, I trot out a lot of business people here and there on America Tonight when we do our segment, It's Your Business, and that's for a reason, because they're saying, okay, here's what I started, came from nothing, had $2 in my pocket, or had $10,000, or whatever the scenario. But the one common denominator, whether it's somebody doing an app, somebody running a trucking company, whatever it is, somebody who opened up some printing company, they had a business plan. Whether they went to free schools or the Small Business Administration, wherever they got their ideas down on paper, and made it into a business, you know, that's the key thing. So with the Republicans, I really felt like last time the strategy was all over the map. And you could tell that at the convention. There was excitement at the convention, but it was like there were blinders on. And for the Republicans to go up against whoever Hillary Clinton has as her running mate, they have to have that strategy. They have to have that plan. And fine if the plan moves in a different direction or something changes, but you have to have the strategy, because how can you tactically try to implement some of what you're trying to implement if there is no strategy? It's called being rudderless. And this is when companies and businesses fail, and this is when politicians fail. And I think at CPAC there, that was really part of the emphasis. Now we'll see how it sticks. All right, some odds and ends, and I know some of you cruising around, or if you're laying in your bed, or you're listening to me on the front porch, although you might be really cold depending on where you are. Here's something that is a leftover from last week. We had a lot of push-pull in that 3-2 FCC vote over net neutrality, right? And I've read more and more and more about this, and we did dive deep into this. So the FCC chairman has agreed to testify before Congress on March 17th. There are a lot of lawsuits that are going to come tumbling down because of net neutrality. And one of the things that Republicans are saying, and mostly Republicans, a few Democrats, is that the new FCC rules are what many are calling a Trojan horse for an internet takeover, which would be disastrous if the internet wasn't the free highway to drive, so to speak. And I don't know if that's where we're going to end up, but I said this last week, and I got a lot of emails about this, that you can look eventually for taxes somewhere in there. Not today, not tomorrow, but they'll be there. Think of everything else that has been treated as a public utility and how it affected you a little bit financially, or more than a little bit. Like, net neutrality pretty much subsidizes big companies. Netflix and Facebook, do they need subsidies? Netflix alone accounts for 35% of all internet traffic in the U.S. So if broadband providers were able to charge Netflix a small fee for the high volume of data they send, they would pass that money on to you and me, onto consumers. They, you know, right? Supposedly. Would that be lower monthly bills? Could be. But then on the other side, it could be heavily taxed depending on depending on what the government does, because under the new rules, broadband internet as a public utility for the first time would give the government control of companies like Comcast, Verizon, Time Warner Cable, and it would pretty much ixnay, one of my favorite words, their incentives to invest in their networks. So would broadband develop slower? Would prices be higher for consumers? I think it would. I think that prices would eventually be higher. So 3-2. And you know what was crazy? A 317-page plan. 317-page plan. Wow. And they couldn't, and nobody saw that. Nobody in the public saw that. And what does this mean for the right to privacy? What does it mean for, remember, like the NSA's PRISM surveillance program? You heard Ed Snowden mention that a bunch. And, you know, after he leaked that. So the federal government will have more ways to snoop around, I guess, in my affairs and yours, perhaps. Not today, not tomorrow, but probably in the near future. You might be surprised to learn this as we dump this into odds and ends. You know, in Texas, what happened, of course, ground zero for Ebola. Now the nurse, one of the nurses who got Ebola, Nina Pham, if you remember her, because she even went to the White House and the president famously embraced her and you know, that picture was everywhere. Nita Pham is suing the hospital because she's saying they kind of left her high and dry. They didn't have her best interests at heart. And the other nurse who contracted Ebola, they already settled. So there was a lawsuit brewing there, and that lawsuit was already settled. So this is a whole different game as to whether or not she was fed to the wolves or, you know, in her words. But a lot of people are talking about that. And, you know, as a spinoff to what happened with Ebola, now there are medical conferences that are popping up. Not that they haven't always been around, they have. But one of the marquee things being discussed is Ebola. Because, okay, we have this panic and we talk about it, then, oh, what's happening in New York and what about this person who comes back into the country? And then that fear goes away. So there's heavy, heavy fear, lots of conversation about it. It goes away, and then suddenly it's done, and nobody's talking about it anymore. But not so when it comes to medical conferences, because it's very much, I think, on the front of everybody's mind as to what hospitals can and, you know, and are prepared to do, and what do you do if you have one of these, have some other kind of crisis break out like that. But Ebola, and knowing that there were four really, really good places that could take care of Ebola in the United States shows you. I mean, the whole ZMAP process, there's very little doses of that. Plus, they don't know for sure if ZMAP is the answer. It seems like it could be the answer because of Dr. Brantley, who took it, and he couldn't even say for sure that he would definitely attribute it to the ZMAP, except for that he felt like he was dying for sure. He felt like like hell was descending on him, meaning his body shutting down and everything. And once he was given that, it started to turn around within 24 hours. So there's reason to believe it is an answer, but it's harder to produce. It takes a longer time, so the doses are slow, slow, slow in coming, which is another reason that there's conversation about Ebola. What happens if something happens again? What happens if there's another crisis and there's Doctors Without Borders and somebody contracts it and they come back in, and, you know, the whole thing that we went through during that time period, which was a very long time period, if you remember. I mean, that wasn't just an overnight thing, a couple of weeks. That was a very, very big thing. And in fact, on most year-end magazines, there was something as one of the biggest issues, one of the biggest things discussed was Ebola, 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 because we hadn't seen anything like that in a while. All right, another one of the odds and ends that is worth throwing out, because we talk so often about, wow, if we're talking about a terrorist attack, everybody always looks at New York as that's the place because of the amount of people and the condensed population and the symbolism. But they're talking about getting a football team in Los Angeles. And one of the things that they're doing is looking at it from the point of view of terrorism. In fact, having someone, a group of people, conduct a study as to the viability of Inglewood, California, the stadium proposed by a group including the St. Louis Rams owner, as how safe is this? Now let's look at how safe this is to put this here. So Tom Ridge, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, is part of that. And Ridge says that the Inglewood Stadium would be 3 to 4 miles of the L.A. airport and beneath the flight path of airliners. Terrorists could try to shoot down a plane or crash one into the stadium. And he says this would be a twofer. That's what he described it as, for a terrorist. So now, wow, you wonder if they're going to abandon that, because are they heeding what he's saying, and do they want to be in that path? It's interesting. You know, it's not just about winning over the minds and the hearts of the people in L.A. and getting the developers. It's about, we got to look at terrorism and the potential sites. Weekly Re-Rack. You're going to like it. Stay with us.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
By now, you may have heard a bit about bitcoins. But did you know bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning bitcoins or trying to make money in the bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me tell you how this will be.
It's the craziest time of the year for anyone involved in finance. Why? Because, tax time is looming, and this is when people panic and suddenly get everything together, no doubt about it. Certified trust and financial advisor Chris Carosa joins us now again. MBA, chief contributing editor to fiduciarynews.com. Very important, that word, and we'll talk about it. And the author of several books on the topic, including 401k. Fiduciary Solutions. Chris, as always, thanks for hopping on the air with us. We appreciate it.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Glad to be here.
So here's the thing, and this news blew out the other day. The Wall Street Journal had a big report about what's happening, that the administration is going to endorse some new rules aimed at eliminating conflicts of interest among brokers and retirement advisors that they say are costing retirement investors billions of dollars. So here's what, when we hear that, a lot of people don't understand that. That's gobbledygook to them. So what does that mean to the mere mortal out there who's listening to this?
Well, it means that the government is trying to do something that you should be doing yourself. Maybe we'll start with that. First of all, there's a common misconception out there that these are quote-unquote new rules. In fact, these rules have existed for decades, going back to the 1930s. The issue is that only half of the financial service providers are obligated to obey these rules. The other half have loopholes that allow them to get out of it. And so that's what really they're talking about doing. It's not so much adding new regulations, it's enforcing the existing ones.
Enforcing them. So people in the financial industry, how do they react to this?
Well, the ones that are already obeying the rules, they cheer. The ones who have been skirting the rules, they don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And, you know, it's an interesting word, fiduciary. Fiduciary responsibilities, and especially when it comes to finance and some of the, with investments and whatnot, sometimes there's transparency, certainly with very good investment people and advisors, but sometimes there's not. In your industry, is there a push to police more the guys or the women that aren't so on the up and up, and maybe this is one of the steps in that direction?
Certainly there is. There's the industry, understand, is actually split into several different sub-industries. So the portion of the industry that have been registered investment advisors, those are the people that have always been under this fiduciary obligation. And they're policed by the Securities and Exchange Commission. The brokers, insurance companies, they are kind of getting in through the back door, and they are not under the same regulations as the investment advisors. They have some self-regulatory groups that have been sort of policing them, but it's only been, say, in the last year or so that they've put this move on.
You know, so it's interesting, as you said, since now they've put this move on, brokers, are they, you know, that's that thing that we're talking about, that elusive thing. Are they able to kind of skirt that fiduciary responsibility with their clients in a few instances or no?
Well, let's put it this way. How many typical investors out there would know whether or not the person that's advising them is a broker or a registered investment advisor?
Yeah, they wouldn't know.
Very few.
Yeah.
And then try to ask them, are they a fiduciary or not a fiduciary? Then even fewer people would know that. So there's a lot of confusion in the marketplace. And this, you know, the uniformity, making this rule uniform across the board, kind of hopes to address that confusion a little bit. Some people say it doesn't go far enough. For example, brokers, some people are saying that brokers should simply not call themselves advisors. They should just call themselves brokers unless they really are advisors and acting under the fiduciary rule. This will make it a lot easier for people because then they'll know anybody who calls themselves an advisor is obligated to this fiduciary rule. But right now, that's not the case.
Yeah. With the new rules now, will that close some of the crazy loopholes that are out there?
Well, you know, that's what everyone's hoping, but I sort of doubt it. Already the Department of Labor is committing itself to allowing exemptions that, you know, really in the traditional sense of fiduciary aren't allowed. The basic idea is this. If you're a fiduciary, you always have to act in the best interests of the client. And that means when you make a trade or any sort of transaction, you cannot profit from that transaction. But the very sense of taking a commission is a form of profiting from a transaction. In a way, you're getting paid twice. And that's what the conflict of interest is, and that's what they're trying to resolve. But the Department of Labor says they're going to allow some exemptions. We're going to have to wait and see exactly what they're going to allow, but I'm not sure all the loopholes are going to be gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a great question to ask you. And, you know, I have several friends in this industry, and a good friend of the show is named Stephen Kelly. And he always says that, and I bet you roll this way too, that you really need to know the person. And there's a whole process that you should go through. What would you tell people when they're looking for someone to advise them? Because you know this, Chris, everybody's very funny about their money. And they don't always tell you everything. And it's hard to dig in there and help them investment-wise when you don't know the full picture.
It's funny. That was actually the very first book I wrote, was How to Select an Investment Advisor.
Yeah.
It's out of print now, but I think you can buy it from used bookstores. I think that the most important thing to do is, number one, find somebody that you're compatible with. You know, somebody that you enjoy talking to, not just about investments, but about things in general. It's, you know, like you go to a barber because you like to talk to the barber. You know, you go to the doctor because you trust the doctor and you feel comfortable talking to him. Same thing with an investment advisor. You want to be comfortable talking with that person. But beyond that, you want to go to an advisor that serves a lot of people like you, because you don't know the right questions to ask. No matter how smart you are, you don't know the right questions to ask about yourself. You're really relying on the advisor to prompt you to ask the right questions. And the advisor will only know how to do that if that advisor has gone through multiple cases like yours.
Yeah, and there's probably different advisors who are better at different levels or with different people, right?
Oh, certainly. Advisors specialize all the time.
I mean, you know, sometimes it might be high wealth, or it might be your sweet spot is, say, upper middle class, average middle class, whatever. But if you have the bulk of your clients, it's not so much about the money the investment advisor is making. It is to him or her, but meaning that is really their specialty, so they know, because it's all about repetition, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, and each different group of people will have different concerns and needs. You know, ironically, people who make a lot of money have different, and maybe sometimes no, tax concerns because they make so much money. Whereas people making a smaller amount of money really need to focus on the tax implications of what's going on. So you want to pick an advisor that is used to dealing with people that are like you.
Yeah, yes, it's just great advice. And so everybody frets over the 401k. With all that we're talking about, is the 401k kind of in the center of this rule we're talking about?
Well, the 401k is actually better off than other retirement plans. The big issue, and the one that's got the industry up in arms, or at least that the big box manufacturers, so to speak, in the industry, is IRAs. Because right now, the IRAs are like the Wild West. There's no oversight. There's no rules on who could advise IRAs. At least within 401k plans, although you can have non-fiduciary advisors, the plan sponsor is always a fiduciary. So you always have at least one fiduciary in charge of the 401k plan. For an IRA, no, you're in charge of it yourself.
Wow. Yeah, absolutely. Do you think there's a certain amount of time that people should check in? Because this is funny. I just read an article about how many times, this is a weird analogy, you should weigh yourself, right? Like, people that weigh themselves every day have a better chance of losing more weight than the people who weigh themselves occasionally. But if you have a 401k, is it good to be on top of it yourself as well? And, hey, look at what's happening with your mutual fund or whatever's going on.
Well, you know, it's funny. My latest book, Hey, What's My Number? It talks about that. It tells you how often you should be looking at.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.